From the reading assigned in the ordinary lectionary for this Sunday from Genesis. Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." Most of us are probably too polite with God. Not Jacob. Jacob is a wily and determined character who will have what he wants from God and from other people. You may remember that Jacob is the one who disguises himself so that he can get the blessing that was due to his slightly older brother Esau. He's also the one who does some crafty things with the livestock that he's overseeing so that he can get the woman he loves, the younger daughter, Rachel, as he's overseeing them. And then in this case here, he is wily and determined. He will not let go of this being with whom he is wrestling until he gets what he wants. In all three cases, there is a great prize at stake, and Jacob won't let go until he gets the thing that his heart desires. So this is the climactic demonstration of his determination. This time he is alone by the river Jabbok, and he faces his greatest challenge of all. Someone begins to wrestle with Jacob, and they wrestle all night long. I was a wrestler in high school, and I can tell you that after just 6 minutes, I become as exhausted as a noodle from wrestling. So the thought of wrestling all night long is a formidable thing. Then, just as dawn is approaching, that someone strikes him on the hip and knocks his hip out of joint. So Jacob is exhausted, wounded, outmatched, but he does not let go. And in that moment, he is bold and faithful enough to ask for a blessing. Today is the last Sunday that we have the Baxter family worshiping with us as residents of Marin. This week, they moved to their new home in Boston. Maggie has accepted a job with a TV station there. Jonathan is going to start a new chapter. Nick already is in college up in Oregon, and Emily starts her first year at Dartmouth. The Baxters, all four of them, have been savvy and determined. They have stuck with this place. Now, it's been many years since the Baxters have been part of St. Paul's. Emily and Nick went to Marin Day School, and that's what introduced the Baxters to St. Paul's in the first place. Maggie, who grew up Catholic, was introduced to St. Paul's, and Jonathan was an Episcopalian, and decided over 15 years ago that they were going to plant their flag here, and they have made a huge difference. Jonathan has come faithfully, and when his father died, St. Paul's was the first place that he decided to go in the middle of the week to come and pray, and pray about where his father's soul had gone. Nicholas has been faithful, and we have been faithful to him. He was a great basketball star in high school, and among others, the Dodds would go to almost every single one of his basketball games. Emily, just a couple years ago, was one of those who became confirmed, and after she became confirmed, she started visiting Joseph on death row, and they became great friends, and her relationship with Joseph was one of the things that she wrote her college application essays about. Maggie, of course, has been a great friend. She was senior warden at the time, 13 years ago, that we were applying to come here. And she's been a steadfast friend ever since, being senior warden again when I was on sabbatical. And she was one of the leaders of the SPRIF 3 campaign. And so as we look at this beautiful new courtyard, that is among the many fruits of her good work. Until now, the Baxters have not let go of God as known here at St. Paul's. But now it is about to be a new day. The story of Jacob wrestling concludes with three things after Jacob asks for the blessing. The first is that the being gives Jacob a new name. He's no longer Jacob, but he is to be Israel, which means strives with God, and that becomes the name of the nation that follows after him, and in fact, of course, is the name of the nation currently in the world. Second is Jacob continues his determination and asks for the name of the creature, of this being. He doesn't get it. But you may remember that just a bit later, Moses asks the same thing of the voice coming out of the burning bush and gets the mysterious answer, I am who I am, or and I will be who I will be. And then the third thing is that the being, in fact, blesses Jacob. The dawn then comes and Jacob continues his adventures. A new dawn is coming for the Baxters, and the Baxters are going to continue their adventures. At the 10 o'clock service, we will do our traditional ritual when people that we love go on, and we will bless them. We will surround everybody in the church, we'll surround them, lay hands on them, and we will say a prayer for them. So we will do at least that piece like Jacob. The good news is we're not going to wound their hips. We won't give them a new name other than to say that they are friends forever of St. Paul's. And whatever mysterious knowledge they have gained of God's true name is probably what they've already gained and will go forth knowing that mystery. I pray that the Baxters, Jonathan, Maggie, Nicholas, and Emily, go forth confident in the knowledge that they leave St. Paul's better than they found it. They have been leaders, and they have been good and loving citizens. I pray that we all have hearts of deep gratitude and treasure and honor this rich and beautiful season of life at St. Paul's with our good friends, the Baxters. Amen.